This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Matthew Stafford at the middle of the NFL universe. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I love everything about this story about Matthew Stafford, Pearl, finding himself in Montana, of all places, where Tom Brady just so happens to famously have a home. Was it a chance encounter? Was it not a chance encounter? But either way, the two had a conversation, and we know from reports that the Raiders and also the New York Giants, but let's pause on the Raiders for a second, maybe in full pursuit of Matthew Stafford.
Wait, I didn't know Tom Brady had a home in Montana. That was a big deal.
This is very well known. I'll tell you why. Because after Tom Brady won his last Super Bowl with the Patriots, our pal Peter King, you may remember him, Monday Morning Quarterback, went to Montana and did his entire column from Brady's home.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was like wildly well known.
Well, you and I know it. People in the NFL, Matthew Stafford knows it. You should have known it.
But you know who else has a house in Montana? Every single celebrity you can think of has a house in Montana. It's the number one celebrity place. Like all of them there. Tom Cruise on down. Everyone's in Montana.
Wait, you think this was a coincidence?
I'm positive. I'm sure you're crazy. I'm sure that Tom Brady has a house. I'm sure. So why wouldn't Matthew Stafford be in Montana? Like, why would that be surprising? If Brady wasn't there and you saw a picture of Matthew Stafford near Bozeman, would you be surprised? No, of course not.
Okay, but here's the thing. Your team just gave you permission to seek a trade, okay?
Yeah.
So you're out there. We know because of other reports, Diana Russini and other insiders, the Raiders and the Giants are interested in Matthew Stafford. This stuff is out there, okay? So now you just so happen to find yourself in the same place as Tom Brady. Like, I just think that, you know, his agent had to downplay it. Stafford's agent had to downplay it because you don't want it to look like tampering. We don't know exactly how much permission the Rams gave. Was it, hey, your agent can go seek a trade, not you can go meet with the minority owner who's basically calling the shots for the franchise. So why, I get why people walked it back, but this was, I do not believe for one second this was a coincidence.
Well, if you saw a headline that Matthew Stafford was skiing in Montana, would you blink twice at that? Of course he would be.
Okay, but first of all, like, Matthew Stafford is on the verge of maybe another massive payday. There's no chance he's on a pair of skis.
Get out of here. Matthew Stafford does not run the show in that family for one second.
Okay, so I made a sacrifice for our show today.
Okay.
One that I did so that you guys don't have to. And I personally went back through Kelly Stafford's entire Instagram history. Yeah. Not all heroes wear capes.
Why would you torture yourself like that?
Well, I wanted to see if they'd ever been to Montana before skiing. So it turns out The daughters are really good on the slopes. Kelly's a good skier. Matthew doesn't ski. He can't ski, Perloff. This is did Andrew Luck teach you nothing? You can't be an NFL quarterback in currently and be looking for a new deal and get on the slopes. You're asking for trouble. But they do ski. Now, the last post where they're skiing, they don't say where they are. But every other post is not Montana. Not Montana. They go to Utah. They go to California. I swear I went back through the whole history. I've watched more Instagram of her young daughter skiing than I've watched of my own kid doing anything.
How many posts?
A lot of posts. She's very active on that platform.
I need to find the numbers.
She is very active on that platform. But anyway, that's how I spent my last night. And anyway, so I think what it comes down to, whether you believe it was coincidental or you don't, which I'd love to hear at 855-212-4227. The question is
3,225 posts?
Manny, I'm telling you, I made the sacrifice for everybody. I know a lot more about Kelly Stafford than I did before. And I don't know if that's a great thing.
This is why you don't need detectives. All women are amazing at finding people online and finding what they've done. So if you're ever on a blind date, don't worry. The girl knows everything about you. Yes. They figured it out.
Maggie, last name is enough. I don't even need anything else.
Exactly.
But the question is this a smart idea? So, Pearl, will you follow me down this path? Let's say Brady and Stafford did have a conversation. Let's say the Raiders are interested. Yeah. Is this a smart move from Las Vegas's point of view?
Oh, of course not. Does anybody think it's a smart move? Like, what? Who's the quarterback in 2 years if you sign Matthew Stafford?
That's a 2 years from now problem.
What happens in those 2 years? What's the best case scenario? You're 9-8, and what's? I don't understand. Like, what's the goal?
Well, the goal is a couple things, and this is why you think it's silly. I can see it. First of all, the Raiders are desperate. All right. They have Tom Brady. They just hired a 73-year-old Pete Carroll, and I think the most important thing is to get back to respectability. And you're too far down potentially to get a quarterback because you're drafting, what are they, six or seven? Six. They're drafting sixth. So you're leaving a lot to chance if you want Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward.
Right.
So you can either mortgage all of your assets and try to get up in the draft, which might not even be a possibility, guys. Like, it's possible Cam Ward and Shedeur go 1-2 or 1-3 or something like that, and it's just not feasible. So you're telling me that a two-year bridge with Matthew Stafford to make the playoffs, I think, would probably be the goal, to get back to respectability. I'm telling you, the Raiders could do a lot worse because Sam Darnold's going to be a longer deal that's going to be, not nothing. And he's not nearly the quarterback that Matthew Stafford is. So do I want a top five, maybe top seven quarterback, or do I want a top 15, 17 quarterback? I get this sort of quick fix. I don't think they're thinking Super Bowl. I think they're thinking playoffs. And for the Raiders, that's a great thing.
Well, when would they be thinking Super Bowl then? Like, what's the plan here? Because Stafford will presumably be done in 2 years.
Right.
It'll be probably like a two-year deal.
But think about it. Think how much you can change the image of your franchise in two seasons. Mm. Like, think of how much you can do to lift a franchise in two seasons. And by the way, it gives you 2 years to maybe figure out what is your next move. And it does buy you a little bit of time and a little bit of breathing room and maybe a little bit of respect. I don't know if Tom Brady, if he could just wave a magic wand, I think he would probably go with a young quarterback. But that's not where they are right now. Like, you got to play the hand that you're being dealt. And I don't think they're going to be able to get Shedeur unless they do some major maneuvering and it gets really messy. And they're not going to get Cam Ward. So you're going to force a Jackson Dart or you're going to force something else. That's not smart either. So I think Brady and company are just sort of trying to make the best of what is not a perfect hand.
Maybe so, but you're going to have to give up. I think the way the Stafford thing is evolving, like, you're going to have to give up a first-round pick now because the Giants seem really hot on Stafford.
Well,
really hot.
But that will be the Raiders then to decide, is that too rich for my blood and I'm going to have to go another way? But I understand why they're pursuing him.
I just don't. I mean, first of all, say they sign Matthew Stafford. There's so many things that are going on here. He's 37. The Rams, obviously. Why are the Rams sour on Matthew Stafford? You got to ask yourself that.
They just don't want to pay him.
There could be some physical stuff there. They don't want to pay him because they don't think that he's leading them anywhere before he retires. And that's a good team, like a great team. The Raiders have nobody on their team. So they're starting with ground zero at a quarterback in the hardest division in football. What I just don't understand, like, what the thinking would be. Like, if everything goes right with Matthew Stafford, they're 9-8 next year. And then that maybe the next year they improve, they're 10-7, and then they're can never draft a quarterback. Like, you're going to go back to the Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew style of QB? I have no idea, like, what the plan is.
Okay.
I don't understand, like,
yes.
And also, Chip Kelly's your offensive coordinator. I know he's going to try and draft Will Howard out of Ohio State and hope that maybe a late-round guy becomes a guy, like a Dak Prescott or Tom Brady himself. I just think that in this division, that is really a hope and a prayer.
Well, listen, I actually kind of like that. You know, you sign a Stafford for 2 years, and then if you do feel like a Will Howard or someone you want to, you know, Pete Carroll found Russell Wilson. If you feel like that guy could be out there in the third or fourth round, well, now you actually give him some time to develop, and you gave him a mentor. This is stuff we usually praise teams for doing.
This is Aiden O'Connell 2.0.
Well, you're not sure, right? Because you have to think that they believe they would have more talent, like a Will Howard or something like that. But here's the thing, Perloff. I know, like, not every team, it's great. Like, your team just won the Super Bowl. My team is in the AFC Championship game, can't get over the hump. There are some teams where the Super Bowl is the thing. The Raiders won 4 games last year. The Super Bowl's not the thing right now, and that's fine. But the playoffs could be within striking distance.
Well, look at their records the last 5 years. Okay, and, well, actually, go 6. 2019, 7-9, 8-8, 10-7, 6-11, 8-9, and then last year, 4-13.
Yeah.
They're living in the 8-win territory. Like, is that, like, they got to get out of there.
And what's the fastest way to do that?
Draft a quarterback. Like, they need a 10-year. Okay. No, but Stafford's not getting them out of there. They're right back in the 8 to 10 win range.
Listen, right. This is the thing. Yeah. I can't. Like, you're talking in a way that is not, you're not doing it this way, but, like, this idea, just draft a quarterback, that's not productive for the Raiders right now because they're too far away, potentially, to get the quarterback they want.
Yeah,
but you got to live in reality here. What's the next best thing if you can't get the young guy under the cost control? Well, how about Matthew Stafford?
But you're going to have to give up. I really think that, unless I'm totally misreading it, like the Rams, I don't think they want to do this for a second. I think they want a first-round pick, and that's a valuable first-round pick. Because we say 8, 9, 10 wins. Eeks.
No, like, you can't give up the 6 overall pick for Matthew Stafford.
No, what about, but I'm saying, like, next year's.
I think that they can do this with a second-round pick. I do. I think that a second-round pick will get it done, and I think that the Raiders would really have to think about it because, you know, you're asking, like, yeah, of course, the Raiders need all types of help. Like, they could use help at literally every position on the football field. But would you sacrifice one of those draft picks in order to get a quarterback that you think is a rising tide? You play inside. You have a good, competent coach. You've got Brady in your corner. I could see the attractiveness.
Yeah, I mean, you have probably the worst set of skill position players in the league right now. I know you have some free agency money, but that is not how you want to build a team. With free agency guys are by nature overpriced. It's a bad spot. Like, honestly, I do believe the only way to have sustained success in the NFL is have a 10-year plan at quarterback, not a, like a 1.5-year plan.
So who do you want to play quarterback for the Raiders next year?
I was just focused on Stafford. If I'm going to sign a free agent, I would go with Sam Darnold.
Okay.
At least you have a 4-year plan.
So here's the thing about Darnold, though. We're not sure if Sam Darnold might cost you some draft compensation because if the Minnesota Vikings decide to franchise tag and trade him, then you're going to have to also give up something for Darnold.
Left third, right?
I don't know.
Fourth.
But you can negotiate that. But then you also have to pay Darnold. So it's not like you're giving up draft compensation there and also have to pay him. Like, if you're asking me if I got to give something up and I've got to pay a guy, give me the shorter term. You love short contracts. You always say that's the key to the NFL. Short contract, money's going to be high, but you have the money and you're going to give up something either way.
Well, if you're going short term, why don't you just go Cousins for a 6-round pick or Rodgers for free? Or why don't you just get somebody who doesn't cost you anything?
Because I can find some major flaws with both of those guys that I'm not working with Matthew Stafford. Like, I'm not just giving anybody the starting job because clearly the Raiders don't want to throw this year away.
But
at least that's the way they're trending.
But also, if you bring Matthew Stafford, he wants over $50 million.
Sure.
Like, how, there goes all your free agency money. Like, what team do you have around him?
Well, I mean, this is all about.
And how do you get to, I would say 9 wins. How do you get to 9 wins with that team?
Dude, it's a 4-win team. Like, they are one of the dregs of the league right now, right?
But they're generally, again, they've been floating around 8, 9, 10 wins before that. Like, with Derek Carr, like, they were definitely, like, a borderline playoff team for a long time. Like, they're just going to be stuck in this, like, 8, 9, 10 win. I don't even think they get to 9 wins. Like, They had the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers to deal with, Maggie. How are they getting the playoffs?
You know, here's the thing. I'd rather go into that fight with Matthew Stafford than with Sam Darnold. You're talking about the lack of skill position players. Well, Darnold just had his best season by far as a pro. What else was interesting about last season? Did he have two top wide receivers, literally the best wide receiver in the league on one side, and then the young up-and-coming star wide receiver on the other, and TJ Hockenson, and this offensive guru? Like, you think you're going to replicate that again with Sam Darnold? You're out of your mind. I'm fading Sam Darnold as hard as humanly possible. And I'd much, much rather have the Stafford quick fix. At least I know he could elevate, you know, a lacking skill position group, right? Like, right. Stafford's going to make you better. Sam Darnold's not.
Well, let me, first of all, I think next year, by the way, Darnold might not be much worse than Stafford. Stafford has got a lot of physical issues, and he's older. And with that team and that line, that'd be very dicey. I almost would prefer Darnold in that particular situation. I think Stafford will be a sitting duck, and he will, I don't think.
What do you think Darnold is?
Darnold can move.
Watch the last two games of the season when there was pressure in his face. What happened? He crumbled.
Yeah, but
he can't handle it. At least Matthew Stafford, from the neck up, I think, is a much, much smarter, more experienced quarterback than Darnold. That's why I would go with him.
How have the last three major trades with 34-plus year-old quarterbacks gone?
Well, two of them won Super Bowls right away.
Who is, oh,
Tom Brady and Stafford.
Well, Russ and Aaron Rodgers were
okay, but you got half and half.
Disaster.
You gave me two bad ones, I gave you two great ones.
Stafford was 31 or 32. What?
No, that can't be, because he's 37. It happened 4 years ago. He's 33.
Okay, but Rodgers, like, this is Rodgers. This is Russ Wilson and Rodgers all over again. Like, trying, because
so you don't think Stafford has anything left in the tank then?
No, no, I think Stafford is good. I think the team around him is terrible right now. Obviously, they're a 4-win team.
Yeah.
I think Russ came to a terrible situation in Denver because Nate Hackett was the coach. I think Rodgers came to an awful situation in New York because it's the Jets.
Right.
So I think Stafford's going to a bad team, so it'll be, look much closer to Rodgers and Wilson than Stafford when he was younger and went to the Rams with Sean McVay and really, really young talent everywhere. The Raiders are just, they need a full rebuild. So why would you bring in a $50 million, 37-year-old quarterback on a team that needs a full rebuild? The timeline doesn't make any sense to me at all.
855-212-4227. Okay, so do you like Stafford to the Raiders? Do you think it was a coincidence that he just so happened to run into Tom Brady in Montana? I feel kind of dumb now thinking it was a coincidence that Stafford ran into Sean McVay in Cabo. Remember that story from all those years ago? Like, total coincidence. We started shooting the breeze, and then we ended up with a... I'm like, I'm such a dummy. That wasn't a coincidence either.
I think the Brian Flores lawsuit told us that there are no coincidences with Tom Brady in random meetings in random places.
The Miami Dolphins got docked a first-round pick for tampering with Tom Brady. No wonder the agents are all trying to downplay this.
There you go.
Yeah. I think this is a funny one. And if you're a Raider fan out there, do you want them to go for Stafford and maybe a quicker fix? Or would you rather, like, I don't know what door number two is for the Raiders. You're talking about Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. That's what you're getting.
Just go. I would actually bring it like a 1 year nothing, like a Kirk Cousins. Honestly, I process this bad boy because you have no talent right now. You have Max Crosby, by the way, getting a little older too.
Well, they said they're going to re-sign him this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, you really don't have a lot of talent there. So it's a tough spot for Stafford. I would also go to the NFL and say, can you get me in a new division? It's going to be a real, real
tough
spot.
Lobby the competition committee for that?
Real tough spot. I think the Giants giving up a first-round pick for Stafford would be the ultimate disaster. The Raiders are right behind them because I think you'd put yourself back like 5 to 10 years.
855-212-4227. All right, Raider fans, this has got to get you a little excited. No? Secret meetings, Montana, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford. It's pretty cool. If you're the Giants, you got to be like, oh, man.
Oh God, the Giants seem like they're going to spend like crazy for Stafford.
I know, but if you're also trying to pursue Stafford, then you see the story that he's with Tom Brady in Montana. You're like, darn it!
Really, I feel like the Giants are strong front runners on this one.
Yeah, I mean, who's more desperate?
Well,
one's a 3-win team, one's a 4-win team.
I'd
say both.
Who's dumber is what I think, and it's proven.
We know the Giants are dumb.
It's proven, yeah. Like,
we're not sure yet about this Raiders.
Who's going to overspend like crazy to make up for last year's disastrous offseason decision? That team is in New Jersey for sure. I feel like this has Giants written all over it.
855-212-4227. Want to go play outside on that turf? Good luck.
In the swamp.
You can watch the show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. And we say good morning to our Infinity Sports Network affiliates. It's all about you, you, all the time. 855-212-4227. This combine all of a sudden got very spicy. Not just the Stafford stuff. It turns out we may have almost had two people come to fisticuffs. Nearly came to blows in a Starbucks, of all places. Got the juicy details on that. And let us know, Raider fans, do you want Matthew Stafford? 855-212-4227.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So let's play out this Matthew Stafford thing. The Giants met with him last night. Tom Brady is meeting with him on the ski slope. So they're driving up the price. The Rams look like they're clearly not paying for him, and the Rams are losing all their O-linemen. So look at what's happening in the NFC West. The Rams look like they're in full rebuild mode. The Cardinals are never going to win anything. The Seahawks are never going to win anything. This means, woof. All of a sudden, like the Red Sea, the division opens right back up for the Niners. You could probably win this at 9-8. So I feel like the Niners are negotiating with Brock Purdy right now. They probably feel pretty good about what's happening because L.A. was a problem for them, and now it won't be. Because it doesn't feel like I saw L.A. let their offensive lineman, one of their best offensive linemen, see the trade market.
Yeah,
so
I saw that.
They're looking at what, like a 5-12 with Jimmy G season or something. So, man, this is great for San Francisco. I think they have to love all this news.
Well, hold on, yeah. Though. First of all, it's McVay, who always kind of gets the most out of whatever roster he has. And what about the thought that Aaron Rodgers slides in if Matthew Stafford leaves? Do you think that a McVay-Aaron Rodgers pairing, you can't totally dismiss that.
Yeah, that you're right. I didn't think about the Rodgers coming in. I heard an insider say that they loved, Diana Russini said they love Jimmy G. So you could bring in Aaron Rodgers. That's a little bit of a problem, but he's going to turn 42 this season. I still feel really good if I'm the Niners. So the Niners go in this offseason in a similar spot with L.A. They have to pay their quarterback. I think they're like, well, we got to win now. We're just going to do this deal with Brock and, you know, do what they can to keep the old guys. I just think all of a sudden this division is getting kind of bad, and I feel like San Francisco, much like the last time, remember they lost the Super Bowl and they had an injury-prone season, just like last year. Then they came back, I think they were 10-7, snuck in the playoffs, were super tough, and then rebuild everything. I just think this is all working out great for the Niners.
Yeah, but, you know, first let's get the deal done with Purdy, right? And I know that everyone's talking like really kumbaya about this, and maybe it gets done this week. Who knows? But the trend for the 49ers has actually been to drag this stuff pretty deep, like into the offseason, and it got contentious with Brandon Ayuk. It went way too long with Nick Bosa. I mean, why that went almost into the season feels a little silly. And other guys. So
yeah,
I think Purdy's going to get done right away, but...
Well, Purdy's under contract anyway. What is that? What impact would that have in next year?
Well, I mean, because everyone's talking about getting a deal done.
Right. But in my scenario here where Stafford leaves the Rams, it's still the Niners by a mile in that division because Purdy's coming back one way or the other. He's not going to hold out. So
No, I don't think so. But you don't want this to get too contentious because look what happened last year. You had an offseason that was overshadowed by some very serious things like Ricky Pearsall getting shot and thankfully surviving. But also just the bad vibes of the contract stuff. And I don't think the Niners... They called this season was just what if Fred Warner said it was just bad from the beginning. I think that you don't want another season of that. Everyone knows Purdy's getting paid. It's just going to be how much.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about Purdy. I think that they commented on it yesterday and said we'll see, no guarantees. But I feel like they're definitely going to do a $50 million deal. And the time Purdy's not going to be like one of the wide receivers. Like he's not going to hold out. And maybe I'm reading too much into what I see. Like Brock Purdy seems like that is not the image he wants to put out there. Like the receivers, Debo always complains about everything. Yeah. Ayuk was a mess last year. He's like, he took the same offer 3 weeks later and missed camp, then got hurt immediately. Brock Purdy's a quarterback. Like he has to show up at training camp, right?
He does, but I think the biggest thing with the 49ers and Brock, in my opinion, is who like should be thanking who. And I think that's where like the rubber meets the road here. Like, is this where Brock says, listen, I'll take a little less because thank you so much for drafting me with the last pick of the draft and look at what you did and you're the reason why I'm here and I'm even lined up for this contract? Or should John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan be saying to Brock, thank you for saving our behinds when we made the horrible deal to trade up for Trey Lance, who ended up busting like immediately basically as an NFL quarterback, and Brock came in and saved us. Like, should they be thanking Brock and saying, listen, we'll give you more than Tua. We'll give you the sun, the moon, and the stars. Like, I don't know what that, if there's a tension there about who actually should be thanking who for this opportunity.
That sounds crazy to me. They're not going to make a decision based on what happened in the past. They're just looking at the market, I would assume. Like, I think the real question is, would Brock Purdy demand $53 million on the open market?
I mean, we have a T-shirt that says Brock Purdy for MVP.
I mean, personally, I
was persecuted by the Purdy people for saying that he was a system quarterback and that Christian McCaffrey was the real star of the offense. So I need that same energy from all the Brock Purdy for MVPs, because if you're in the MVP race, then yes, you're getting $53 million.
Yeah,
55. Hell, what am I talking about?
55.
60.
I don't think he would get that on the open market. I don't think other teams value him like that.
What about $45 million? That's what Kyler Murray got.
That was a few years ago, though.
Like, that was a bargain, and he never went to the conference.
Well, no, that was a terrible deal. That deal hasn't worked out at all.
But look at right now what we're talking about and all the teams and places that need quarterbacks and how desperate they are.
Yeah,
this draft is devoid of, this is not last year where six guys are going in the first round. So I think if you had Purdy on the open market this year, he'd be gangbusters.
No, I don't think
higher
so
than
at all.
Darnold, that's for sure.
I don't know. You add Brock Purdy to the, maybe higher than Darnold, but you add Brock Purdy to the Giants. I mean, I think we're looking at a really bad team. You add Brock Purdy to the Raiders.
Listen, you add Matthew Stafford to the Giants, you might be looking at a really bad team. Might be a bad team. But
the Raiders.
But the thing is that Purdy is still so young that you feel like you can grow with him. I mean, the guy's, is he even 25? How old is Purdy? 26?
Yeah, but I think the Niners, they're realistic. Like, I totally disagree with you on the open market value of Brock Purdy. I think they know Brock Purdy works great here. You can't just put him into any system and expect him to be good. Like, that's...
Use the Shanahan system. Half his coaching staff is all around the league. It's not like this is some state secret.
Watch the Niners in negotiation. I don't think the rest of the NFL is all in on Brock Purdy. You know why? Because he's tiny.
Well, there's a reason why he was the last pick in the draft. It's not the measurables, Pearl. If he looked like Boomer Esiason, he would have been a higher pick.
If your team, I mean, forget the San Francisco. If your team is like, hey, let's go out and pay $60 million a year for 4 years for Brock Purdy, do you think any team would celebrate that?
Well, I'm curious how the 49er fans feel. 855-212-4227. Prof just basically said he's not worth this money.
No, definitely not. None of these quarterbacks are. All the deals last year were awful. They all just completely, you pay a quarterback $55 million, get ready for a rough year, the way the trend is going.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you're a 49er fan, you've got to be excited about this, right? This is your guy.
No, you're definitely not excited. You're not excited. You're
holding your nose and signing.
No, say, we got to do this, but it sucks because it's going to cost us the ability to add talent elsewhere. And we're going to have to give up players. We have to do this. I think it's more of a begrudging. Did you think anyone's going to have fireworks because they just gave up three quarters of their cap to Brock Purdy?
Well, let's put the poll question out there. Not anybody. This situation. Do you think the Niners are begrudgingly signing Brock Purdy? Yes or no? Begrudgingly signing him, or are they running to sign him?
I think it's begrudging, but I would vote that.
I think they're running. Look at what else is out there. Who do you want to bring in? You want to start getting, you're not going to get traded. They're not going to do a Stafford trade. They'd never do that in the division. Aaron Rodgers?
He's got one more year under contract, so they're not bringing anyone right now. But you have Kyle Shanahan. Just, if worst comes to worst, you lose Brock Purdy, then just find a Matt Schaub type and throw for 5,000 yards and let the defense get good again.
I forgot those Texans teams was the dynasty that we all forgot.
He took Matt Schaub.
They didn't win jack.
He took Matt Schaub to the playoffs. He had 4,800 yards. Matt Schaub.
Okay, they also, when they got Jimmy Garoppolo and he had five good games, they made him the highest paid quarterback in the league.
And they were in the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Right, so but you're saying if they were really felt like they could just do this cycle with quarterbacks, would they pay these guys?
Well, I think that's what I find this whole Brock Purdy thing. I know we got to get to Bogus in a second. I find this whole Brock Purdy thing fascinating because nobody out there seems to be questioning this money for him. Mm. Like nobody. Like I haven't seen one NFL person say, maybe Brock Purdy's not worth $55 million. It seems like that take is not even a thing. Are you hearing that anywhere?
No, I think people are saying it for sure.
I feel like the insiders have all decided this deal's happening and they have no choice. It's a massive deal in a team where Kyle Shanahan falls out of love with quarterbacks almost immediately. I'm very curious how this is going to all work out. I mean, I like Purdy a lot. I think he's a good quarterback. But look at last year. You paid all these guys $55 million and they either got hurt or stunk.
855-212-4227. 49er fans, is this a begrudging signing? Are you holding your nose and signing Brock Purdy? Or you like the fact that he's your QB, going to be your QB for the future? Bogues, oh, this is juicy story about some NFL insiders maybe getting into it in a Starbucks. Should we do it this hour or next hour?
You're asking me?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was leading your headlines.
It is not.
Okay, then let's get to the real sports. What's up?
Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Whoop. As we've discussed more than once, the Sixers are a bad basketball team, which means the Knicks were able to beat them last night.
Hart will hand to Brunson as he gets across midcourt. He has scored the last six Knicks points, 95 seconds left. Steps back on the right wing, guarded by Maxey. He sends Hart below the basket to get more room. Walk up three. It is good! In and out and back in again. Jalen Brunson delivers eight consecutive Knick points and a three-point lead with a minute 23 to go.
That is from Knicks radio. Bang! Brunson finished with 34, seven assists. His team beat Philly 110-105 thanks to that late push because they blew a 14-point third-quarter lead.
That's neither here nor there.
The win comes on the heels of those humbling losses to the Celtics and Cavaliers.
Yeah, I had that. Just happy that we came in with the win. We still have a lot of work to do.
The Knicks play in Memphis next. The Grizz are second in the West, so that's probably an L for New York.
I had such a great text to the Knicks fans and our text thread teed up. I was ready to go. I was going to laugh so hard. In fact, I'm laughing that you even let that Sixers team get close. That's worse than a loss.
I guess we'll never know.
We'll
never know.
They lost eight in a row. When Paul George drops his podcast. They had lost eight in a row. And then Paul George drops his podcast. They almost beat your Knicks. That would have been the funniest game of the year.
The Sixers almost winning a game. That's a story to the end of time.
2024-25 Sixers right there. They almost beat the Knicks.
Letting the Sixers within 20 points is much worse than losing to the Cavs.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, enjoy the podcast, P. Oh, wait, you don't have that anymore either.
The Clippers snapped their three-game skid, 122-117 in Chicago. The Thunder fought off the Nets, 129-121 in Brooklyn. Chet Holmgren, 22 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocks. And the Pacers down the Raptors, 111-91. Tyrese Halliburton, 33 points and 11 assists. Possible top pick Abdul Carter may soon have foot surgery. Agent Drew Rosenhaus confirming yesterday Carter is dealing with a stress reaction in his right foot. He could have surgery and recover in 2 months, or he could just rehab it and work out for scouts at Penn State's pro day next month.
Oh, this is a disaster. I feel terrible for this guy. I really do. I mean, we've had enough conversations with your friend, renowned foot doctor, Rock Positano, who always says, don't do the surgery. I don't know what he says about screws, but that is not what you want to hear. I feel really, really bad for Abdul Carter. But here's my question. You're going to need the surgery, most likely, right?
Well, it's a stress reaction, though. It's not a fracture. So,
well, what do you think's next? If you play on it for 17
games. He's not playing for another couple months, though, right? Like, he has plenty of time to rest, in theory. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Rock, maybe we should get Rock on the line. I don't know. I assumed you didn't need it, but
I just think that if you get 2 games into the season or 3 games in or 1 week into training camp, would you be at all shocked when the headline comes across Abdul Carter needs season-ending foot surgery?
Definitely
I'm
not.
A little like concerned. I'm a little interested why they just didn't get it done right away. And he shows up to the combine post-surgery, so I fixed it.
Right, like, and why did he show up in Indy not knowing about it? Was it not that big of a problem? Because like he found out by the medical scans apparently at the combine, was his foot sore and he was ignoring it. I'm confused by that too.
And I listened to the sound of him at the combine yesterday, and he was saying that he's feeling great and that like he feels like the injury is behind him. He's ready to go.
And that was a shoulder, I thought.
He got hurt
in the CFP.
So he's talking about being healthy. And then now the foot was also hurt. Like, it was very confusing to me.
But how far does he actually drop? I mean, listen, the Raiders took Tyree Wilson, who was very hurt a couple years ago at 7. Like, Abdul Carter doesn't fall out of the top 5 to me.
Definitely not. Yeah. I think he still could go 1.
You just are taking on so much more risk now when we talk about athletes and feet. That feet and your back are the two things that scare me the most with athletes.
But he's not like a huge guy. He's kind of small. He's like he's the clone of Micah Parsons. I don't know. It doesn't scare me like an NBA big man for some reason. I feel like I'd be shocked if he fell out of the top five. Yeah, you're right. It might cost him number one, but maybe not even. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Could you take him number? Could you not take a quarterback?
Yeah, and take him I've and never have his understood the Abdul Carter number one steam. Like, you're going to take a 250-pound pass rusher over a quarterback there? But it seems to be a lot of people that was picking up all the steam on earth that Carter would be go number one. He was good in the college football playoffs. I will give you that with one. Have you ever seen a one-arm guy pass rush like that? Like, so if he could do that with one arm, maybe he only needs one foot.
Just one foot.
He can limp around on one foot and get to the quarterback.
Men's number one, Auburn cruising to a 106-76 win over Ole Miss last night. Number seven, St. John's clinched at least a share of the Big East crown with a 76-70 win at Butler. Number 17, Kentucky almost losing at Oklahoma.
Always got it. Goes to his left, down the lane, angles right, flips it up, goes in with 6 seconds to play. Here comes Oklahoma. Fierce drives into the lane, goes for the rim. It's blocked by Garrison, picked up by Brea.
Oh, my.
Zeros on the clock, and the Cats get out of Oklahoma with a win.
What a win.
That's from the Kentucky Sports Network. Otega always scoring with 6 seconds left. Then that block for an 83-82 escape from Norman. The Winnipeg Jets extended their franchise record win streak to 11, 4-1 in Ottawa. And Japan defeated the U.S. women's soccer team 2-1 in San Diego to win the She Believes Cup. The U.S. had won this event 5 straight times. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. Lots to do today. Obviously, the Matthew Stafford stuff is kind of at the top of the mountain here. No pun intended, that he met with Tom Brady at a ski resort in Montana or thereabouts. Brady's got a house there. Stafford's there. I'm looking at this exclusive club, Bogus, that you're telling me about.
Yeah.
Where they may have met. The Yellowstone Club.
Yeah, I think that might have been where Stafford was to go to Brady's house, if Jordan Schultz's report is correct.
Is
but
correct.
This Yellowstone Club seems to have a lot of a cool spot for fancy people.
So I'm looking at their website. This is how fancy this place is. You don't even get to see what it looks like on the inside. You only get the mountain, the golf course, all the things you can do around. You get the exteriors. You will not find one photo of what it looks like inside.
It's
that's fancy.
It's probably overrated.
Jeez.
I think it's the opposite. I don't think highly of it if you can't show me a picture.
What do you think? You walk in there and it's like The Shining?
No, I just think that it's probably like mid. It's probably like
just
okay.
An empty room.
Yeah, no, it's probably like okay. It's probably, you know, 4-star, 5-star, but not like something insane. Like, why, you don't show in this social media age, you don't have any indoor pictures. That's bizarre to me.
At least on their website.
Yeah, you need the Yelp review before you go.
Matthew Stafford's a ski club.
Absolutely. Or the Google reviews, even. Google reviews underrated.
I think you're dead wrong. I think there's a fancy world that is not accessible to us on social media.
And just like, trust us.
Right.
We got it.
And the folks that go there are not doing Google reviews.
Yeah. I feel like
Kelly Stafford 89 is just like, service could have been better.
I don't know. Kelly Stafford seems like the kind of person that definitely is deciding where she's going based on, you know, what people are saying online.
Well, I think her circle, she feels like a keeping up with the Joneses kind of person. I thought you were going to say Kelly Stafford seems like the kind of person to be like, I need to speak to the manager.
Oh, that's... that's
how many times do you think Kelly Stafford has uttered, I need to speak to the manager in her life?
Far too often.
Well, listen, we kid. We don't even know her. 855-212-4227. Thank you, Manny. We're joking.
No, we.
Yeah.
Get me out of this scenario.
Yes. Perloff's afraid his membership to the Yellowstone Club's going to get revoked because I'm making a bad taste joke. Okay. We have the media beef we did not see coming, which is hilarious and apparently almost came to blows in an Indianapolis Starbucks. Got details for you. And let us know, 49er fans, are you begrudgingly signing Brock Purdy or are you excited about this potential contract?
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MP. Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Got a couple questions that we're ruminating on this morning and hope you're doing well. Number one, if you're a 49er fan, are you excited about Brock Purdy for $50, $55 million? Or is this like begrudgingly like, well, Brock's here. Guess we got to sign him.
That's what I would vote for.
See, I think they're excited about it. Like, Brock saved everybody's bacon.
Nobody wants to spend $55 million on a quarterback, any quarterback. Because
okay, but the don't, key don't to take it this, to any quarterback. We're talking about this situation.
No. I'm saying like no team wants to give up that edge of having the rookie deal. So just start with that. Like, I don't think the Niners, they're definitely not excited about signing this deal. Like, hey, you know, you think you're a GM. Like, when you sign Brock for all this money, it's going to cut off a lot of avenues for the Niners. So, no, I don't think, I really don't believe like anyone's like, oh, great, I got to give $60 million to my quarterback.
Okay.
It's just not something that, and this situation particularly too, because you need talent around Brock. So I do not think they're excited about this.
So, but here's the thing. It's so clear in the NFL, the haves and the have-nots. Either you've got a guy or you're searching for a guy. You've got a guy. This is the going rate. You know, I'd rather have Brock Purdy than probably Dak Prescott. And I'm not just trying to make willy-nilly comparisons here. I'm just saying, like, I think people are excited about this. Andrea is in Berkeley. Are you excited about Brock for $55 million, Andrea, or is this like a begrudging signing?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm impressed with Brock Purdy for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, he went from Mr. Irrelevant, you know, he was like the last, the final draft pick. So, you know, that nickname, and I really think he did everything he could to overcome that. I mean, it was like, what was that, the 262nd overall draft pick of the 2022 draft. And he's a Capricorn, and that's the thing. Capricorns are old souls. He's born December 27, 1999, so he's an old soul, but a youngin. And I really was impressed with his work ethic. Mm. I mean, you know, he kind of was very systematic. I don't know if he's a system quarterback, but very pragmatic, certainly, deliberate, methodical, I would say. Just, you know, like the mountain goat, slowly but surely climbing the hill, very accomplishing and goal-oriented. So he really is wise beyond his years, and I think that would be a good signing. I mean, he had, you know, was a little injury-prone, and nothing's perfect.
Right.
But I really think he's just really reliable in that way. And I remember the Jimmy G days. Those were kind of fun.
Jimmy G, not a Capricorn, I'm just going to guess.
He's a Scorpio. Scorpio. But, you know, I remember that was a really different energy that the 49ers
different everything with Jimmy G. Andrea, thanks so much for bringing your unique perspective, as always. Did that sound, would you want to be a, I don't know what sign you are, but.
Like slow and steady?
Yeah. Do you want to be an old soul? Do you want to be a Capricorn?
No, I want to be Jimmy G. I want to be a Scorpion. I don't know what Scorpion means, but like, I want to be hot like Jimmy G. And by the way, I think Jimmy G and Brock have a lot in common. Like, they're very similar quarterbacks to me for obvious reasons. And the funny thing is, I think Jimmy G might be the Rams quarterback, and they'll go head to head again this year in a big Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan mix. Now, Brock Purdy had 20 touchdowns and 12 picks last year. Was that, like, they gotta wonder, like, does Brock Purdy elevate this team on his own? Okay. Last year he did not. So I just think, like, this excitement about signing him, I just don't get it. It feels more begrudging to me.
Brandon Ayuk hurt, Christian McCaffrey hurt, Trent Williams hurt.
Right, I mean, so did he raise the bar for everybody else?
That's three big pieces. Like, Sam Darnold didn't raise the bar. You know, like, if Justin Jefferson was out, and running back is out, and also they did lose their left tackle, and he was feeling pressure. So, like, I don't know. I don't know if we were asking a little too much from Purdy there, considering how much they lost last year in the offense for injury.
Well, yeah, but Purdy's going to cost $20 million a year more than Darnold, probably. Darnold's probably going to be in the mid-40s. Purdy might be, like, you're saying reset the market. He might be close to 60. That's a lot.
Okay, this is a crazy story. You're welcome to weigh in, by the way. Our fans, are you begrudgingly signing Brock Purdy, or are you excited about Brock Purdy? Also asking you about Matthew Stafford and the Raiders. Does this feel like a good fit? Quickly, though, want to get to this story that went down at an Indianapolis Starbucks. Apparently, our friend, he is a friend. We're friends with both of these people, actually. We just saw both of them. Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, and for Fox, and Ian Rappaport, the NFL insider for the NFL Network, got into a verbal altercation at a Starbucks. And Perloff, it was Jordan who allegedly went up to Ian Rappaport and basically gave him a "what's your deal, man?" Like, and they had a serious confrontation where Ian Rappaport ended up calling NFL security.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So they, because Jordan's way bigger than Ian. I've seen insider on insider Twitter fights, but never in person. But actually, you know what? There must have been. If I comb through the years, there's probably been fights among reporters. But this is unique. This is crazy. And I like both people, so I'm not gonna
not take a side.
No way.
Yeah, I wonder if it feels very obvious of what the most recent thing could have been about. Now, we don't know if this goes back years and they have all this beef, but this is about this current report about whether or not it was a coincidence that Matthew Stafford happened to be in Montana to meet with Tom Brady.
Play him if you want to.
Might be the stupidest thing for two insiders to actually have a fist fight over in the history of the world.
Well, I don't know, man. I think it's this is a pretty big report. Was Stafford with Tom Brady in Montana because it was on purpose, or was it a coincidence? You know, Jordan Schultz says that this was not a coincidence. He goes, if you think that this was a coincidence, I got a bridge to sell you. And Rappaport is downplaying it. But you're right. The fact that this almost came to blows makes me think it's not the first thing. Maybe there's been tension that's been building up over months or even years, and then they finally saw each other. And the funniest part about it is the location. The fact that it went down in the Indianapolis Starbucks, and Jordan Schultz is the son of Howard Schultz, who owns Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
I didn't know.
What a home field advantage. You guys didn't know that about Jordan?
Oh, this is new information to me. That's very fascinating. That's why he pulled up.
Mags, so you like this reporter. Watch Schefter and Florio get each other. That's always really fun, too. Schefter's been throwing hammers at everybody.
I know the one insider nobody wants to fight, Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer is knocking everybody out.
Yeah, he's got an MMA gym. I'm not stepping to Glazer. Also, his info is pretty airtight. 855-212-4227. Brock Purdy and the 49ers. What about Matthew Stafford and the Raiders?
Nerd!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.